It's a quick hodgepodge of stories for you today because I have a couple different stories to tell. The first one, the pre-credit story, is this. I recently signed a new client, a pretty significant client, in that they want a lot from me and a lot of time, which means they're a lucrative client, and then I have a lot of work to do for them, all of which is good. They had signed my paperwork, and then they wanted me to get me in their payroll system, which is the way some of my clients pay me fine, all that boring stuff. And they sent me paperwork to fill out, and I questioned one of it because it was like, you can't do anything for anybody who does things in our space. And I'm like, of course I'll do that. I do a lot of consulting with companies in your space. And they said, okay, no problem. We'll take that out, blah, blah, blah. In fact, just don't even sign the document. We'll skip it. And they sent me a bunch of other email and a bunch of other logistics. And they're like, and the only other thing we need you to do is go get a fingerprint and blood work done. And with a link to compatible facilities. I texted my lawyer right away, who's also a friend of mine. And I'm like, this is crazy, right? And she's like, yeah, that is definitely crazy. So I clicked the link, and the link was a Rickroll. I think I'm going to like working with this client because that's funny.
Your daily Lex.
I thought about swapping out the theme song for Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up, which is the song of a Rickroll. But no, I don't want to tempt the copyright infringement gods. And they are gods. I have a couple math stories I'm going to tell as well. Math was never my strongest subject in school growing up. I just, language, English, writing, I can handle all that pretty well. And I could do okay in math, but like I was a straight A student. And then sometimes in math, I would not be a straight A student. And that was really hard for me because my headcanon was I'm a straight A kind of guy. But the A in math was crooked and I couldn't even calculate what angle it was because I barely understood protractors. There was a class I had with Mrs. Bansner, I think ninth grade, maybe 10th grade, I think it was geometry. And she had one aspect of the grade that was spelling and defining math-related terms. And I was like, well, at least this part I can be good at. And early in the school year, like the first or second one of those tests, we had to spell and define theorem. And that was a word that at the time, I was like, I'm not sure how to spell that word. And I spelled it wrong, got the definition right, and didn't find the rest of it. And then when we were going over those tests, and she got to theorem, all the other students were like, it's written on the board, which indeed it was. The word theorem was written on the board, so you could have just copied it down. But I lost a point because I didn't do it. And I tried to make the case that, hey, at least I didn't copy it off the board. I attempted to spell it and got it wrong, but shouldn't that be worth something? And Mrs. Bansner's point was no. I can't say I disagree with her, but I made the argument. And I was always a kid who made the argument. This will shock you. One time I convinced Madame Wyrick, the French teacher, you had to get either all A's in each quarter to be exempt from your final exam, or you could get one B if it was in the first and second quarter. And there was one quarter where I couldn't have a B, the third quarter, I guess, where I had like an 89.49 as my grade. And she's like, that's going to be a B+. I'm like, that's not fair. Even though I'm not an expert in math, that rounds to an A. 89.49 rounds to 89.5, which rounds to 90. I should have an A. I would be exempt. And she's like, nope, it doesn't work that way. And I'm like, well, can I convince you? And she's like, you can try. And so I was convincing her. And she's like, you're not going to convince me in English. So then I switched to French. And I was like, por favor. No, just kidding. That's not French. But I begged her in French. And she relented and gave me the A. So I was exempt from that final. I also remember in ninth grade, I think, I had to write an essay. And I would always get good grades on my essay. But one, I got 2 points off on... it was probably a 4 or 5 page essay because I had used the verb morphs and Mrs. Brittle said that was slang. I was like, that's not slang. That's real words. She's like, no, slang. And I spent the rest of the school year bringing in cutouts from newspapers and magazines of those publications using the word morphs in their publications. She eventually relented and said, yeah, it's a real word, but I sucked, I guess. I was exactly who, I mean, I was a younger version of me now. I always attempted to approach those things with good humor, truly. Like my goal was not to be a jerk, but I was also very good at advocating for myself. And listen, my kids want to get 100% or with extra credit, like greater than 100%. And I'm always like, I don't mind if you get an 89. And listen, I don't mind as long as they're doing their best work. I don't mind what grade they get, but like an 89.49 is still an A if you can convince the right people. I'm just saying. That is the Lex Friedman life philosophy. I feel like I'm oversharing in this episode. Anyway, happy Monday.
Lex.